Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him. And notice here Judas Iscariot is revealing his true nature. He says, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and he had the bag and bare what was put therein. Now, here you have a picture of Judas Iscariot. He was the treasurer of the group, and he didn't care for the poor. But the thing that he cared for was for himself, and he was a thief, and he was taking some out on the side. So he wanted it given to the poor so he could handle it and take out his percentage. May I say to you today, the real test of a Christian, I think, is the hard coin test, is the way he handles his finances. And the real test of a Christian organization is the way it handles its finances. Real test of a church is the way it handles its finances. When money is given for a certain cause, is it used for that cause, or is some taken out, you know, and moved elsewhere? May I say to you, friends, this is the thing that Judas Iscariot did. Money given for a certain thing, he used it for something else. And I want to say to you, our Lord said he was a thief. That's what he was. I think he'd still call those folk thieves. Now, will you notice? Then said Jesus, let her alone. Against the day of my burying has she kept this. Against the day of my burying. Now, this is a remarkable incident. The fact of the matter is, the Lord says, the poor, you have them with you always. But me ye have not always. The thing that she's done reveals the fact that she had entered into his death. And they talk today about the apostolic succession. I don't care too much being in that succession. The apostles missed the entire incident. But this woman did this just to let the Lord Jesus know that she entered into his death. She sense that he was to die for the sins of the world. And she is doing this ahead of time. And you remember in the other Gospels, the Lord Jesus said that this incident, wherever this gospel is preached, this incident's going to be recorded. And you know that the wonderful odor, the fragrance of that incident, not only filled the room at that time, but it's filled the world, this lovely thing that she did. And what a contrast that you have here between her and Judas Iscariot. Here's where light and darkness are coming together. Judas, the darkness. Mary, the light. She has entered in to the death of Christ, and the others had missed it altogether. Now we're told, much people of the Jews therefore knew that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead. These are curiosity seekers. But the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death. They wanted to get him out of the way, you know, because that by reason of him, many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. Now, personally, I think that you can write over this, the fact that this faith was like the faith at the very beginning when he first came up to Jerusalem. It said then many believed on him when he cleansed the temple. But he committed not himself unto them because he knew what was in man. It was a belief based then on curiosity. And here it's definitely based on that. It wasn't for Jesus' sake. They wanted to see Lazarus.